What about Timhoya Zokin? Let's say the Kohen, again, that wants to bring his own korban. A Kohen has to bring his own korban chattis. But he's a Zokin, he's an older man. Or else he's sick. So, Noisna Lachol Kohen Shiyitza. Here it says he has the right to make a shliach to give it to any Kohen that he wants to. He could make a shliach to bring the korban for him. But the Avodosai, the Oire, the meat and the skin of the korban, Lianche Mishmer, does not go to the Kohen, but rather it's divided up with the people by the Mishmer. That's the halacha. But the question is why? For the Gemara, what are we talking about? What type of an old man or what type of a sick Kohen is this? If the Kohen is able to do the Avodah, even though he's old, Avodosai, the Oire, Nami, Teddy Day, if so, then the skin and the meat should also belong to him. It's his korban. And that's the halach here. When a Kohen brings his own korban, the skin and the meat go to him also. The Kohen is so old that he can't do the avoid at all. So if the Kohen can't do the avoid at all, shliach heichi mishavya. How could he appoint a shliach? A shliach is always shluchu shlodim kemaisai. Instead of you doing it, you could appoint somebody else. But it's only if you're able to do it. But if you're so old that you can't do the avoid yourself, so you can't appoint a shliach either. So what's the case here that he's allowed to appoint a shliach, but eating from it, he doesn't eat from it. Omer Rav Teretz is like this. We're talking about the person is very old, is very sick. He could do the avoidah very hard. It'll be very hard for him to do it, but he could do the avoidah. Like by force, he could force himself to do the avoidah. Therefore, it's like this. Avoidah, even though he would do it, it would be called a good avoidah. Even though he has to force himself, it's very hard. But Lamaisi, he could do it, it's called the Avoida. Therefore, Meshav Yishliach, he has the right to appoint a Shliach to bring it for him. But Achilo, by eating the meat of the Korban, he can't eat it so well. The he could only eat it by force, very hard. Therefore, that's not called an Achilo. Rashi says, and the Mar says, the Achilo Gasi, that's considered like an Achilo Gasa. So Rashi explains, why is it an Achilo Gasi? He's not eating too much here, other Rabba. He can't eat anything. But the same Svar, Rashi says, we always know an achila means something you enjoy to eat. That's called eating. An achila gasa, when you fill yourself up to the gills, you can't eat no more, that's not called an achila, because you don't enjoy that eating. Here also, this person's so old that he doesn't enjoy the eating, that's not called an achila. Therefore, that's not called an achila's kotchim. Therefore, since he himself can't eat it, therefore, he can't make a shliach either. Therefore, achila gasa, achila gasa, la klumu, mishamachi, avoida viyaruli anshe mishmer. Therefore, the skin and the meat of this korban does not go to him, but rather it goes to the Anshe Mishmer. That's the lach of the Zok and the Nechela. Omer Rav Sheshes like this. Emhoya koyin tomei the korban siba. What's going to be if the koyin was tomei, but it's involved now with the korban siba? A korban siba we know is the chuyo hutra bituma. If the whole siba, rover the siba is tomei, still you're allowed to bring the korban even though you're tomei. So what's going to be now if you have a koyin tomei, That by a korban siva. So now, noisno l'chol mirsu yitzah. He has the right to give it to anyone that he wants to. So Rashi says, Dohoyo du yochol akrivoy, to a korban siva doiche. So Rashi says, the case is, Moya koyin shel hanishma tomei, v'yeshle korban siva l'hakr. Like he's, it's not his own private korban, it's a korban siva. But he's a kohen from this mishmer that really he's a kohen that's allowed to do the avodah, and he became tummy today. So now he would have wanted to bring this korban siva. The locher is noisne lachol kohen shiyitza. But she says the hoyil du yochol ag rivay. Since he could really bring the korban, the korban siva doich as a tumma. That's the locher. Korban siva could be brought for tumma. Therefore, since he could bring it, shliach nami motzi over. He could bring it and he can make a shliach. Korban siva bo betumma. But v'yei necha betumma. But you're not allowed to eat the meat when you're tummy. Therefore, the locher is this kohen has a right to appoint a kohen that's called the chol mishi yirtza. But the avoidosa, the yoruli anshe mishmer. But the meat of the korban or the skin of the korban, that does not go back to this kohen that's tamei, but rather it goes to the rest of the mishmer. Now the Gemara says, "Hey, Dami, what are we talking about over here? Eid ikat horim. If there are some kahanim here that are tohor, if so, tenei mimotzi avdi. Can a kohen tamei do the avoidah at all, even though it's a korban sibur?" But in the case where we have Kohanim that are Torim, Pshita, they should bring the Korban, and not the Kohen that's Tomei. So how do you tell me this Kohen Tomei is allowed to bring it, therefore he can make a Shliach? No. If there are Kohanim that are Torim there, he has no Shaykhah to the Korban. The other Kohanim are supposed to bring it. The Dileka Torim, Elamai, you want to tell me now, all the Kana Matameim, there are no Torim. If so, Avaidasa Viyara Lian Shemishmar. How does the Brisa say that the meat of this carbon and the skin goes to the rest of the Mishmar? Hotsameim Ninu. And if the Kana Matameim, even though they can bring a carbon Sibar, but they're not allowed to eat from it, you can't eat it, you have to burn the carbon. So how does it say here, if all the Kana Matameim, how does it say then that they could eat the meat? Well, they must eat after, they can't eat it. So we're answering like this, Amar Rava. Eimar rather, labale mumim toirim, shebois the mishma. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about true, all the kahanim were tameim here. There were no kahanim that toirim. Therefore, any kind of stomach could do the avoida. So if you were the one that was supposed to do it, you have a right to make a shliach for somebody else to do it. But when it comes to eat it, you know who can eat it. A kind that's a bal mum, and he's tohor. The loch is a kind that's a bal mum, even though he can't do the avoid, he can't be makar of the carbon, but he's allowed to eat from the meat of the carbon. A kind that's a bal mum could eat. That's what we're talking about over here. That there was some kahanim from the mishmar that became bali mumim, and they remained tohorim. Therefore, they are the ones that are allowed to eat from this meat. But all the kahanim that were shalim, they were tameim. So therefore, the carbon was brought to tumah, but the bali mumim, they will not eat from this from the meat. Amar Rav Ashi, Ashi says like this: Im hoye koyin gadol oinin. Let's say you have a koyin gadol that one of his seven krivim were mace that day. He's an oinin even before the kfura. The first day is called an oinin. So halacha is a koyin gadol, even though he's an oinin, still he's allowed to do the avoida. He's allowed to be nakav kabonis. Is nice to lechol koyin shiirza. Since he could do the avoid if he wanted to, he's allowed to appoint a shliach. He could appoint any kohen to bring the carbon for him. But the avoidosa, the yerul yanshe mishmer, who gets the skin or the meat, that goes to the yanshe mishmer. Because a kohen gadol, when he's an oinein, he can't eat from the carbon. Even though he could be makrivit, but there's only a special hetter, he could bring it, but he can't eat from it. And plus it just says, the siv, the yavul imay lo yitame, o menamikdish lo yaitse. That means he doesn't leave the avoida. But avada is not allowed to eat from the meat. Therefore, the meat still goes to the Anshe Mishma. For the moral, my Kamash, what are you teaching me over here? Tanini, we learned this already once. Kayin Godel, Makriv, Oinein, Vienei Oichel. But Kayin Godel's allowed to bring a korban, even though he's an Oinein, even though his father died today, even before the Kfura, he's allowed to bring the korban. But Vienei Oichel, he can't eat from it. And also, Vienei Chelek, Lechel Erev. He's not allowed to say, give me a portion and I'll hold on to it and I'll eat it tonight. Like he holds Iker Aninus Midirais is only Yom Echad. And Laila Rishon, his son, says only Midirabonon. Still, the Kohen Gadol can't take any portion from the meat. Even to take it first, either at night time, he can't take it. So it's a mission already. So what are you telling me over here? What's Rav Ashi teaching me over here? So it must be like this. I would have thought to say, Ki chas rachmona lay the Kohen Gadol l'kerevi hu. When did the Torah give permission for the Kohen Gadol to do the avoida, even though he's an oinein, if he does it himself? But maybe when he doesn't want to do the avoida himself, just he wants to appoint a shliach, maybe that's no. To appoint a shliach, we say, listen, you're an oinein, you can't appoint a shliach. That's Rav Ashi's chiddush, that no, that if he wants to appoint a shliach, he can appoint a shliach. What's nafkamina? It's called his shliach. It's called the carbon was brought by him. That's Rav Ashi's chiddush. So if the Kohen Gadol wanted to bring it himself, that shit he could do it. He'd be mechadish even though he doesn't want to do it himself. He wants another Kohen to do it with his shliach as his shliach. That's also good. It's called it's a shliach of the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says like this: Ha goizel es hager. Somebody steals from a ger. V'nishpaloi, and you swore to him that you did not steal. Umeis, and then the ger dies. Hareze, mishalem, kerem, v'chaymish lekahanim. So, and then you admitted that you stole, that you swore false and you stole. The law is now you have to pay kerem, chaymish, and anoshim. But the ger died, and he has no yorshim. So what do you do with the money? That's the postik that you have to give the money to the kahanim. Shebois the mishmer. So that's the law here. Hareze, mishalem, kerem, v'chaymish lekahanim. The yorshim l'mizbeach. And the korban oshim that he has to bring goes to the mizbeach. Shenyam the pasuk says, "V'yemein liish goyim lohoshiv oshim or elov." If the person has no yorshim to receive the money, oshim amushav l'Hashem l'kayin. That the money that's returned goes to the kahanim. Milvad elakipur mashiach apiboy. Not only does the korban oshim go to the kahanim, but huadin the money also goes to the kahanim. Shenaboy elov. And that was the drasha we had before, that just like the carbon goes to the kahanim, hu adin, the money goes to the kahanim also. Now, ho yamalu es hakesev yesh oshim. Let's say you were on your way to bring up the money and the oshem, or mace, and the person died, the goslin died. In other words, you stole from a ger, you swore, and then the ger died. The law is you have to bring up your keren and chaymish and give it to the kahanim, which is korban oshem. So the goslin now died on his way up. So halacha is hakesev yinosav lebonov, that the money taka goes to his kids. The money doesn't have to go anymore to the kahanim. The money goes to his kids. Rashi says a goslin. So azocha bed mimisa sager el devoy lenever ashav v'kiyach that have like a paro ashvu osoi v'ashtu su like a kapara kiven the meislei. That really this halacha that you give the money to the kahanim is only a kapara for you for the father that swore false. So therefore, now that the father died, he doesn't need this kapara anymore. Therefore, the children that yashin the money do not have to give the money to the kahanim. But for Yosham and the korban Yosham, also the same thing. Now that the father, the goslin, died, it's like there's no reason to bring the korban. So therefore, Yosham, you roll, let the Yosham pesher stay in the pesher, actually is toiv until it becomes a balmum. And when it becomes a balmum, then you can be poider it. V'yimocher, and then the hegdish will sell it. V'yiplu domav l'nadava, and the money will be brought for nadava. And Rashi says, Tevi Osham Shemei Subolov, the Dalach of a Korban Osham that the Bailam died, the Kamala Kamon, Kol Shem Chatis, Mesa Biyosham Roya. Anytime by Korban Chatis that the animal has to die, by Korban Osham we let it pesture until it becomes a Balmum, and then you sell it, and with the money you bring in the Dava. Rashi says, L'Sheforis Ketam Azbeach, Oilas Bos L'Shem Verothakan, they bring the Korban Oil and the skin goes to Kahan. Now, no son, what's going to be though, let's say the Gazlan didn't die. And the goslin comes now to the Beis HaMikdash. So, Nosan HaKesav L'Yanshe Mishmer. He gave the money ready to the Yanshe Mishmer. Umeis, and then the goslin died before he brought the korban. So now, Ein HaYorshin L'Cholim Loitzim Yodam. The Yorshim can't take the money away from the Kanim anymore. Shenem, the Pesach says, V'ish HaShayitin L'Koyin L'Yiyah. It means, Mashm, as soon as you gave the money to the Kanim, they have a right to keep it. Even though the goslin died before he brought the korban Oshim, so what? As soon as you paid the money to the Kanim, they have a right to keep it. What's going to be Nosan HaKesav Yoyorov? You gave the money to the first Mishmer, Yoyorov, that's from the first Mishnah. Rashi says, Rishon L'Chol HaMishmeres. The Oshem Yediyah. But you waited, you didn't bring the Korban Oshem to wait later on. Yediyah, Rashi says, that's from the Lesh Mishmerim. Is Yotza? Still Yotza. In other words, even though you paid the Yekaren and Chemish this month, and you brought your Korban Oshem 5 months later, still it's okay. That's the still Yosef. What about the opposite way? Let's say, Oshem Liyoyorub, you brought your Korban Oshem first, to the first Mishmer. The kess of the money, you didn't return it, you didn't pay the money up yet, but you gave the money, Liyadiyah, to the last Mishmer, 6 months later. So then you're not Yosef, that depends. In Kayim Oshem, if on the first Mishmer they never brought that Korban Oshem, you had to let it stay around, then it's good. Yakriveil of Neyadiyah, let them bring it now. And now, since the money is returned, then it's okay. But the imlay, if that korban was brought before you brought the money, so now yachzav yovah yoshem acher, you have to bring another korban oshem. That first korban oshem is no good. You know why? Shahamevi gzeloi, actually hevi yashem ayosai. The lach of the klal is like this. Again, you are a guy you stole from a ger and you swore false to him and then you admit it. So you have a chiv now to pay back keren, chaymish, and a korban oshem. So if you give the money back first, even though you didn't bring the Korban Oshem yet, you bring the Korban Oshem 6 months from now, Yotze. Still, that faith was good. But the opposite way, Hevi Ashamai, if you brought your Korban Oshem first, and the Kahanim brought it with Makrovit, actually Hevi Gzeloi, before you return the Gezel, it's like Tevel Sheretz Biyodai, Lo Yotze, then you're not Yotze, that Korban is no good. The Korban Oshem, the Kapar is only good if you pay back the money. But if when they bring the Korban Oshem, you still did not return the money yet, that Korban is useless. Lo Yotzo. Therefore, later when you bring the money, 6 months from now, you have to bring another Korban Oshem. Nosan as a Keren, v'lo nosan as a Chomish. Let's say you paid the Keren. Just the Chomish you didn't pay, and then they brought the Korban Oshem. Ein HaChomish Makiv. The Chomish is not Makiv. The Korban is still a good Korban, still you Yotzo the Mitzvah. The Keren is Makiv. That you're not allowed to bring the Korban Oshem before you bring the money. Turn around, bottom, look like this. Oshem, the Pasuk says, Vidashin Zeh Keren. That means you have to pay back the money. Hamushav Zeh Chaymish. That goes on the fifth. You have to pay. But the Ma'a Yehna, maybe not that way. El Oshem Zeh Ayel. Maybe Oshem means here the korban itself. Well, the Ma'inaf Kamina, La Fukim, the Rav, to go against Rava. The Yom Rava says, Gozal HaGer, Sheher Zero Balayla, La Yotza. That somebody stole from the Ger, and he returned it to him at night time, is not Yotza.
Hachzira chatzoyim lo yotza. If you return it halfway, also you're not yotza. My time of why not? Because oshem kai rachmona. Because we say the payment of the keren is called like a korban oshem, and a korban oshem is only by day and not at night time. You can't do it chatzoyim. Oshem kai rachmona. Kishuoyma milvad elakipurim heviyoyma oshem ze keren. Since the pasuk says later milvad elakipurim. In other words, the korban oshem is the elakipurim. So the beginning of the pasuk, when it says oshem, harei oyma oshem ze keren, that the oshem means the keren. So it's teaching us that the keren has the same halacha like the korban oshem. Right. That's not Kamina. That's what's teaching us right now. So I said the Nafkamina is, I just thought of dashing, that Oshem means Karen. So with dashing, why does the Pasuk call Karen Oshem? That the Karen has the same halacha like the Korban Oshem. Just like the Korban Oshem is not Bo Balaila, because we know the Pasuk says by Kavonis, they say V'yayim Tzavosai, and it was in V'yayim Bo Lechatsoyim, Af Karen, the same halacha applies to this Karen. You can't pay back the Karen by nighttime, and you can't pay back half of the Karen. Okay. Right. Tani, the Gemara writes like this. Oshom ze keren. Also, hamushav ze chomish. That means the chomish. Oh, yeah, maybe not that way. Elo oshom ze chomish. L'mayin afkimin, what do you mean to say oshom called the chomish? Le'afukim mastis, to go against our Mishnah. The Tanan, our Mishnah says, nosim lo yes a keren lo nosim not the chomish. If you pay up the keren but not the chomish, ain't a chomish makiv. So maybe the posik means, because the posik says oshom. So we say Osher means the Karen. But tomorrow, maybe no. Maybe Osher means the Chaimish. And then that will be Makiv. Kozman, you don't pay back the fifth, the Korban is no good. Have Yoyma tell you, no, Osher is the Karen. No, that Osher means the Karen. Tani, the Gnada Brisa says, Osher is the Karen. Osher means Karen. Hamushav is the Chaimish. Over Gez Lagera Kosim Adaber. Oh, Yoyma, maybe not that way. Yala Mushav is the Kefal. Maybe now we're talking about Kefal. Over Gneva Sagera Kosim Adaber. And it's talking about Gneva Sager, where you stole from a ger, and then we caught you, that you have to pay kefal. Kishuayma veheshev es hashomai b'roishoi v'chamishosoi harei b'momen ha-mishtalim b'roishoi kosim adaber. As the Pasuk is talking about b'roish that we had before, keren levad shu b'roish. We're talking about that there's no kefal involved. There's only keren, and when you pay back keren, then you pay back chomish. Like we had the Gemara before. Whenever you have to pay kefal, you're potter from chomish. Now we'll explain. Gufa, what we just learned before, Omar Rovo, Gezel Hager, Sheikh Zira Balaila, somebody stole from a ger, and now he wants to return the money at night time, Lo Yotza, he's not Yotza Chayv. Hech Ziru, Chatzoin, if he returns halfway, Lo Yotza. My time, and again, we're talking about all these cases that you stole from the ger, and you swore to him that you didn't steal, and then you yourself are Moida. So you have a Chiv now to pay back Keren, Chaymish, and the Korban Oshem. So in these cases, if you pay back the Karen at night time, or you pay back the Chatzoyim only half now and half next week, lo yotzi, not yotzi. Yeah, my time, what's the reason? Oshem kai rachmona. Because the Pasuk called this payment of paying back the Karen, the Torah says Oshem. So why does the Torah call it Oshem for? That the payment of the Karen has a locha like a Korban Oshem. That you have to do it at daytime, and those things at one shot. The Yama Rav Rav says another Kiddush. Gozal hager, shein b'shava pruto. If you steal from a ger, shein b'shava pruto. L'chol koyin v'koyin, lo yotzi dechavosai. Like we know the mitzvah now again, when the ger dies, what do you have to do with this money that you stole? You have to return it to all the kohanim in the mishmar. Let's say there's 10 kohanim there. So you have to divide it up equally in 10 portions. So let's say you only stole 5 prutas worth from the ger. So if you're going to take now these 5 prutas, and return it and divide it equally between the 10 Kahanim and the Mishmar, each one will only get a half of a pruta. So you're not Yotzi Dechavosai. It's no good. Lo Yotzi Dechavosai. My timer. Tichziv Oshem HaMushav. That means, Ad Shihei HaShav L'chol Kain V'Kain. You have to return it. There has to be a worth of Shava Pruta at least to each one of them. So Rashi learns the Pshat is, Sheva Mishma U'moysav Mishaloi Oid L'Hashlim. In such a case, what do you have to do? You have to add on your own money. In the case that you only stole 5 prutas worth, and there are 10 kohanim in the mishmar, what you have to do to be yotzi your mitzvah is, you have to add on another 5 prutas, Now you're returning 10 prutas. It comes that each kind gets one pruta. That's good. That's what you have to do. That's Rabbi Zvi also my time in the city of Ashma Mushav, Achiyei Hashava, Mechol Koyim Mekoyim. Boy, Rabbi, Rabbi gets a shot like this. Ein bar l'mishmerish yayorav. Let's say when you want to return the money right now to this first Mishnah yayorav, you don't have enough. You stole, let's say, 5 prutas worth. And in this Mishnah of yayorav, there are 6 kanim there.